According to the Associated Press, at least 60 of Wisconsin's 72 county clerks are issuing marriage licenses to gay couples based on their interpretation of Judge Crabb's ruling that found the state's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. ACLU attorney Larry Dupuis says the next step is to order the state to grant legal status to the hundreds of marriages that have already occurred and any that will occur in the future. He'll also ask the judge not to stay the ruling pending an appeal already filed with the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
You know, obviously, I'm hoping that maybe they will see that it's better to accept the freedom to marry in this state. But, you know, I'm not holding my breath for that.
Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen will be pushing for a stay, and he's confident one will be issued soon. Van Hollen also suggested that even before a stay, district attorneys could step in and bar county clerks from issuing any more marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
Now, the issue of county clerks issuing what we believe to be invalid marriages are going to be confusing and difficult to unravel, which once again is a very important part of the reason why we need a stay.
But University of Richmond constitutional law professor Carl Tobias says it's unlikely any DAs will try to stop county clerks from issuing more licenses.
I think people will continue to be married, and they will consider themselves married. We'll find out later whether those marriages were valid or not.
Judge Crabb could issue both a ruling and a stay Friday afternoon, and the Seventh Circuit could weigh in soon after that. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.